Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Tree hugging, what the hell next? This is my column for the New Conservative of 30th of July 2022. A friend messaged me to say that there was a report on the BBC News website about a tree-hugging contest recently held in Scotland. I thought it was a joke and checked that the date was not April the 1st. Then I checked Google and it turned out to be true. To be precise, the inaugural Scottish tree-hugging championships were held over the weekend of 23rd and 24th of July at Ardtornish on Lough Abers, Morvern Peninsula. Do check the BBC News website for the report, accompanied by pictures of people hugging trees. But this is not just any old tree hugging, it's a competition with three aspects to it, and I quote verbatim, speed hugging, most trees hugged in 1 minute, in clearly marked areas, hugging as many trees as possible in 1 minute, each hug lasting a minimum of 5 seconds. Dedication, most dedicated hug, showing presence, intention, love, respect, etc., of a specific tree of the participant's choice, lasting a maximum of 1 minute. Freestyle, most creative hug, style open to participants' own interpretation, one tree only, lasting a maximum of 1 minute. There are a great many pointless activities, and I've taken part in a few, such as rock climbing and caving. In fact, most sports are pointless, but in the hierarchy of pointlessness, this one surely takes pole position. Knock yourself out, tree huggers, but I'm not convinced there's a point other than an obvious political and environmental one here. I'm sure that His Royal Wokeness, the Highness of Cornwall, would approve. In fact, I can just see him up there in Ardtornish, kilt-clad and hugging trees as creatively as he can. Mind you, with a choice between Camilla barking poles and a tree, I'd be tempted to hug the tree. Tree hugging originated in Finland during lockdown. COVID gets blamed for a lot, doesn't it? I know Finland well and have worked there extensively in the south, the middle and the far north. It's a beautiful place, but there isn't a great deal to do. This partly explains the excessive drinking, despite the ludicrously eye-watering price of alcohol. Finland is the only place where I've seen a woman buy a pint of beer, walk over to a man, pour the pint over his head and walk out of the bar. The man carried on drinking his pint, and at 7:50, who could blame him? The other thing they do uniquely in Finland is to eat tar. Seriously, they're so bored out of their Scandinavian skulls that they experiment with all manner of ghastly foods, and I've visited one restaurant which sold exclusively tar-based dishes. Verdict? It smelled and tasted exactly like tar, was completely inedible, and I had the taste of tar in my mouth for days. As you can see, this is fertile soil for the development of something as stupid as tree-hugging championships, and we had to go and import it. And the political point, my guess, is this is simply an idiotic offshoot of the Green Movement. I can predict with certainty that the kind of people who participate in serious tree-hugging are the same people who glue themselves to roads and chain themselves to buildings in the name of climate emergencies. The real point is to get across the idea that the trees are good and humans are bad. If only we hugged more trees, we'd be better people. I suppose if they occupy themselves in this way, they're not actually gluing themselves to roads or disrupting our lives in other ways. But I see problems ahead for the tree huggers. Some people, for example our future king, God help us all, think that plants have feelings and that talking to them helps them to grow. Some even claim to be able to detect trees screaming when they're cut, and that plants can communicate their feelings between each other. Surely if trees are sentient beings, then nobody should be hugging them without their consent. I suspect that the motives of some of the participants in the tree-hugging championships were not exactly environmental, more sexual. If you don't believe me, check the pictures on the BBC News website. I'm sure that some genital bark contact was being made by both sexes. Editor's note, sex is an oldie English word that used to be used to denote the biological differences between people with and without vaginas. If tree-hugging doesn't die off in the wake of hashtag tree2 movement and people persist in hugging them, I've had a brainwave. Next time you spot people in the forests of Loch Arbour in passionate arboreal embraces, strap the buggers to them, pull their trousers down, call the police and tell them there's been a murder in Maryhill. That ought to keep them occupied for a while. Then let the midges do their work.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.